Now we are pleased in this hour to hear from Tom Reed, New York's Republican congressman whose district includes much of the southern tier, including Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny counties. Good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having us on.
I read your statement this morning that you released overnight, and I was curious about many things, obviously, but the one I want to get into to start is you said the president, you thought, missed an opportunity to discuss the issues that matter most to Western New York families. Could you outline those issues for us?
Well, you know, as we're dealing with the energy issues facing America and the opportunities that the shale formation develops with job for tomorrow and the opportunities associated with it, I was hoping the president would recommit us to an all-of-the-above energy policy that he's stated before publicly he supports, but he didn't go down that path this time. As we deal with the New York State issue of the fracking ban, I wanted to make sure that we stood with our property owners, and I was hoping the president was going to recognize that our property owners in New York have been, their property's been taken and not compensated for, and hopefully the governor in Albany will hear our message when we drop legislation here soon to protect those property owners. That's their property. They've been paying taxes on it. It's the right thing to do. It's to stand with them, make sure they get compensated.
Another item that came up in your statement as well, Congressman, about the Social Security issue. We heard you on NPR actually a couple of weeks ago regarding this, trying to draw some national attention to the issue. It obviously is not one of the president's priorities, but maybe you can get into it a little bit more about who you're working with to try to mobilize on this issue.
Well, I so appreciate the opportunity, and that was a disappointment. I did not hear anything in the president's speech about the impending bankruptcy of the Disability Trust Fund in 2016. That's right around the corner. And everything we've heard from the White House up to this point in time is the status quo of D.C. is to raid the Social Security Retirement Fund. Those are retirees that have paid into it, taking their money to bail out the Disability Trust Fund. To me, that's not right. And we can't do the status quo of Washington, D.C. We got to make sure we protect Social Security retirees, don't use their money for areas that it wasn't intended for, and make sure that we put long-term solutions in for the Disability Trust Fund so that the people that are disabled have the resources and the benefits that they need in order to survive. And that's where hopefully we can get solutions going forward. And I think the president missed an opportunity to address that.
All that being stated, was there any common ground that you saw? Now, you know your party, you know what's going on now with the president. He most certainly outlined his agenda. Do you see any common ground in there?
I do. I'm obviously the eternal optimist, and I think there's more that unites us as a country than divides us. And the rhetoric that the president put forth in regards to trying to bring people together, I applaud that rhetoric, but we've got to follow it up with action. So when we have areas like the trade agenda, opening up world markets, where, as the president said, 95% of the world's consumers live outside of America's borders. You know, we can build it here to sell it there. There's a lot of agreement when it comes to that area of opening those opportunities for the jobs of today and tomorrow, and that's what I'm working towards. And hopefully the president will follow our lead on tax reform. He did bring up taxes. Now, obviously, his policy of tax increases to increase spending is something I reject, but we want to fix the broken tax code, and the president's touching upon that in the corporate and individual side. I'm all in. We need a simple, fair, and a code that's competitive for the 21st century.
Some rhetoric that you obviously took exception to, and you described it as the president pitting the rich against the poor. Your Republican colleague, and Chris Collins, in his statement, also had a similar sentiment, calling it class warfare. Now, you're a former mayor. You're now a bit of a veteran of the Washington political scene. Can you give us a sense about this? Because we've heard other people talking about income inequality, and I'm curious from your perspective, is this the president trying to lead on this issue, or is there really an issue out there that's finding some legs of its own right now?
Well, I think there's definitely a contrast between the president and the Democratic Party on this issue. You know, there is a wage gap in America. There's no doubt about it. And if the president's going to take responsibility for the economic recovery and take credit for it, he needs to take responsibility for that wage gap because that occurred under his watch. And how do we solve it? I'm of the mindset we don't do what the president wants to do, take from one group and give to another and redistribute that wealth. What we do is we grow the pot. We grow the opportunities for all Americans so that they have an individual opportunity to seize that opportunity to succeed, increase wages for all. And that is something that I think can bring the country together because that's a fundamental, fair way to look at the issue. Opportunity is good. Government mandate and picking winners and losers, to me, is not the right course for the future of the country.
Congressman Tom Reed, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having us on.